You're listening to 英语优选 AU English. Today's keyword is procrastination. P-R-O-C-R-A-S-T-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. If you procrastinate, you keep leaving things you should do until later, often because you do not want to do them. 延迟拖延这个单词真的有点长，但其实并不是很难背，因为只要你记住发音的规则就很好背了。P-R-O-P-R-A-S-T-I-C-R-A-S-T-I-C-R-A-S-T-I-N-A-T-I-O-N. Procrastination, 拖延。Here is an example. Most often we procrastinate when faced with something we do not want to do. 面对不想做的事情，我们就经常拖延。Have you ever found yourself in a situation when you sat down to do an important task, and then you realized that you need to get a cup of coffee, or that your computer desk was in need of some serious reorganizing? And then there's this interesting and funny new episode of Big Bang Theory that you must watch right now. And then you will be watching the video, so you have to eat some snacks to go with it.
如果你有以上症状，那么很有可能你已经得了拖延症哦。那么拖延症其实就是说明我们很懒吗？也不完全是。
Yet for procrastinators, it is a powerful and often uncontrollable force. Something that wastes valuable time, causes missed deadlines, poor academic and work performance. Worst of all, it contributes to emotional stress, anxiety and guilt.
一旦发现截止日期临近，紧张焦虑的情绪一下子就涌上来了，整个人都不好了，然后就会对自己很失望，压力很大。你有没有过类似的体验呢？
So how to beat procrastination? There are several tips that anyone affected by procrastination could greatly benefit from. First of all, do the most difficult thing first. Second, tell a friend or a family member about the task you're trying to get done. Third,Keep track of the time you spend on things throughout the day.
但是这些 tips 对于你来说管用吗？你或者你身边的人有没有拖延症呢？你印象最深的拖延症症状是什么呢？你有什么解决办法吗？留言告诉我们吧。Talk to you next time.